ABC Radio Australia.
The parents of Iranian asylum seeker who was murdered while in detention on Manus Island are suing the Australian government. The 23-year-old Reza Bharati died in 2014 after he was beaten by guards during a riot. His parents have now filed documents in the Victorian Supreme Court suing the Australian government and security operator G4S for wrongful death and mental harm suffered as a result of their son's murder. In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs said it would not comment on matters before the court. Karen Adams is the legal director at the Human Rights Law Centre and joins me now. Good morning, Karen, and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Mala.
Could you please tell us a little bit more about the case of Reza Bharati? How did we come here?
Well, as you've just outlined, Reza was just, you know, he was only 24 years old when he died. He was an Iranian asylum seeker who came to Australia seeking safety and was instead transferred to the Manus Island Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea, where shortly after his transfer, he was brutally beaten to death by G4S guards and other contractors in February 2014 during a rampage by guards at the centre. His roommate saw a group of guards attack him as he was attempting to flee up some stairs, and one of the guards hit him over the head with a plank with a spike in it, and he was then kicked repeatedly until another contractor brought down a large rock on his head, which caused the brain injuries that caused his death. And, you know, this was an appalling, brutal murder by the very people who were supposed to be caring for him, and there's been very little justice for it. So two local contractors were ultimately convicted of murdering him but were given reduced five-year sentences on the basis that other expat guards also involved fled the country and couldn't be prosecuted. And a Senate inquiry here found that the violence that caused his death was eminently foreseeable and recommended payment of compensation to his family. And yet 7 years on, there has been no compensation paid for his death and no apology either from the Australian government or from G4S. And so this case really, on behalf of his parents, Farida and Torab, is about seeking justice for their son's death by taking legal action.
Now, by suing the Australian government and security operators, what grounds are they suing them with, and what is the family ultimately calling for by doing this?
The claims are for wrongful death and also for the mental harm suffered by his parents as a result of the murder, which has left both of them deeply traumatised. So it's a claim for compensation, but I think more for them, it's much more than that. It's really a claim for justice. Their son, you know, was beaten to death by the very people meant to be protecting him and in circumstances that were eminently foreseeable. And I think that they, you know, it's partly about them ensuring that their son's death isn't in vain, isn't insignificant, as his father said yesterday.
Now, you did mention there the Australian Senate's inquiry. How important will those findings be in this particular case?
Well, it's tricky to use the direct results of a Senate inquiry in legal proceedings, but similar evidence that form the basis of those conclusions by the Senate inquiry will be certainly used in this case. And I think, you know, there have been quite a number of cases now that have been brought in relation to this same incident, both on behalf of people injured in the violence and also on behalf of guards who were present at the time of the violence and were so traumatised by it, but that they themselves brought legal action.
You're listening to Karen Adams, the legal director at the Human Rights Law Centre. Now, Karen, it's believed to be the first time civil proceedings have been launched in Australia on behalf of a family of a person killed in offshore detention. What are their chances of winning?
Look, we believe they have a strong case. And while it's thought to be the first time that a case has been brought in relation to a death in offshore detention, there have, as I said, been a number of cases brought by people injured or harmed in offshore detention. Most of those cases have settled before trial, but often with quite substantial settlements. And, you know, I think while our primary focus and concern is for getting justice for the Bharati family, obviously a case of this kind does have the potential to set important legal precedents as well. But I think even beyond the legal case, you know, this case has, Reza's death has become sort of symbolic of the brutality and impunity of Australia's offshore detention regime as a whole. You know, we still have 230 people on Manus Island and in Nauru who are being held there. And over the course of the 8 years that this policy has been in place, there have been so many people that have been harmed and traumatised and failed by that system. And I think that this case in many ways highlights so many of those failings.
And finally, what are the next steps now? How long might it be for the family to have to wait for this to play out in the courts?
Well, we will now have to wait for both G4S and the Australian government to file defences. Usually that takes at least 30 days, but how long the litigation will take overall will depend a lot on how G4S and the Australian government respond to the claim. And what points they choose to take, what legal points they choose to take to kind of to fight this case, or if they take a more constructive approach to it. So we will have to see, but certainly, the Bharati family's already been waiting a long time, and we hope they don't have to wait too much longer to receive justice.
No doubt a lot of eyes will be turning on Australia as this plays out, and no doubt the family as well are waiting to see if they do get what they're hoping for. But Karen Adams, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thanks for your time.
That was Karen Adams, the legal director at the Human Rights Law Centre, speaking to me there.